You're listening to SBS News.
The COVID-19 global downturn has put Australia into its first recession in almost 30 years, with thousands of people losing their jobs or being forced to take a taxpayer-funded wage subsidy. Treasurer Josh Frydenberg says there are heartbreaking stories of hardship
being felt by everyday Australians as they go about their daily lives. Be it the tourism operator in Cairns, the tradie in Melbourne, the cafe worker in Adelaide, or the domestic flight attendant in Sydney. They have all been hard hit by COVID-19.
The COVID-19 outbreaks in Victoria saw the state government introduce nightly curfews and heavy lockdowns in Melbourne and slightly less stringent measures in regional Victoria. And that's made the economic burden of the virus particularly severe in Victoria. While the overall COVID-19 case numbers are falling, Victoria's Chief Health Officer, Professor Brett Sutton, says testing rates are nowhere near where they should be. Despite the almost daily pleas for people with even mild symptoms to get tested, Professor Sutton says the data shows that fewer than half of Victorians in that category are electing to have a coronavirus test.
We are doing surveys, regular surveys, of people who have coronavirus compatible symptoms, and we're asking them if they've gone and gotten tested. That's also part of national flu surveillance, where people reporting online that they have compatible flu symptoms, which are really the same as coronavirus symptoms, and whether they've gotten a test for coronavirus. And for people who have more severe illness with fever, it's above 50% for people who are getting a test for coronavirus. But for people who have very mild symptoms, just that scratchy throat or runny nose or very slight cough, it's below 50%. So we know that we want 100% of people with compatible symptoms to
and
be tested.
That's over time. That's not just one moment in time.
No, that's over time. That's a regular snapshot that's being done.
Some epidemiologists make the case for testing people who don't display any symptoms at all. It's known as asymptomatic testing, and it's designed to find those people who don't realise they could be spreading the virus to others. Professor Sutton says Victoria is doing some asymptomatic testing.
We have done that to a degree. So there are some high-risk settings, some high-risk industries where there's been more proactive testing of asymptomatic individuals. It remains very low yield. So you have to do thousands and thousands of tests to find a case. We should really focus our efforts on making sure that more than 50% of people who have symptoms who aren't getting tested are coming forward for testing. That's still got to be our priority, because some of those symptomatic individuals will have coronavirus.
In New South Wales, there were 17 new cases detected and only one of them in hotel quarantine. And Queensland authorities identified two more cases linked to existing outbreaks in the state. Premier Anastasia Palaszczuk says the state has 28 active cases. Queensland's success at keeping the virus numbers low, not least because of its controversial border restrictions, has helped the state win the rights to host this year's AFL Grand Final. The plan is for a nighttime premiership decider to be played at Brisbane's The Gabba on October 24th. If the Sunshine State was to suffer a significant outbreak, the Adelaide Oval has been named as the fallback location. And you can stay up to date on coronavirus in your language at sbs.com.au/coronavirus. Greg Dyatt, SBS News.